Okay. Any question? Not yet. This is the time of the questions. You should have questions. Think about them and organize them. Because the questions are never finished. Never ever. It's always there. But there are silly questions. I've seen the children. What do they ask? Everything to you looks silly. To them, they just have the question. Now is a special time. I hope you remember we took it long enough to explain the opening of the final section. Means that he's talking about everything. And whatever he's talking about is finished. What do I mean by finished? Do you remember he explained it? He said, I don't know if you will get it or not. And I couldn't care. I care about what I have to say. And I have that joy. You? We talked about it a lot. What is the first requirement here? The thirst. Thirst for this knowledge. Become thirsty. What does that mean? Really, what does that mean? If you look superficially, it appears that everybody is thirsty. Everybody wants to know better. Everybody is curious. And everybody has questions. Those are nonsenses. All of it. Nonsense made by this. The thirst I'm talking is here. How is it? Lovingly. Love is having that thirst for the knowledge. How are you going to deal with this? These are the final talking about it. Means that you have to develop all those stuff that we are talking about in your heart during this. Which is what? He started to explain somehow. After talking about the beginning of it, he said, so, from now on, please don't talk about this or that, sour or sweet. We don't talk about good or bad anymore. Why? Because what we did in those books, what was it? What did we do? Remember? Analysis. Philosophically, logically, the stuff that we cannot talk about, we try to talk about it, and all the analysis is done. Now is bringing it all together. Talking about Who? What are we talking about? You forgot? Do this. When you do this, who are you pointing at? Who? Logically, normally, outside here, you talk about this. Because the brain thinks about this. In some special places, you talk about the spiritual stuff. In a special sessions, namely when you meditate, what do? You think about the other part, right? So you are dividing the sweet and the sour. Is that you? We're talking about you. Who is which one? Both are together. We can only add some sugar to it to become less sour. Did you get it? He tried to explain this right at the beginning. He said, let me talk about this second jamin. That's what it is. We did the analysis. We divided it. Because you are listening to me and thinking with your brain, which is made physically to protect me. Self, right? So we try to go a little bit further here, a little bit further over there, to tell you why there is the other part. There is the other part, right? Why? What is it good for? It taught me all I know. Not from my DNA and my genetic stuff and blah, 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 blah. Culturally, we talk about that part. Why? Because this one, you know a little bit what to do, and there are specialists to help you to deal with this one. But the other one, you have to deal with that one without forgetting this. Because repeatedly he said, if you look around you, it's war. Every single being is fighting the others. Why? Because this fighting actually organizes everything. Because it's not fighting. What do you look at? Fighting? If you look deep in it, it's not always fighting, is it? He brought you a very good example. With the language you made was obvious and clear, maybe because of that you didn't pay enough attention to it. He said, this fighting with each other is when they are out and they are self and they are themselves and they want to be themselves and they are. What we are talking about is the exception. Remember book one, first paragraph, he said, forget the rule. What is the exception? He said, exception are the little stuff who go deep in the sun. They transform, they become a part of sun. So they don't have the fight. They don't need to fight. This is what we call it enlightenment. going in the light and becoming the light itself. All of that to experience the selflessness. When we understand it, then we experience it. We know what we are looking for. That's the thirst I'm talking about. So, let me put it this way. As far as logically, you are trying your best to succeed in whatever you want. How is that one? I was not talking about a human being. That was a cow. Yes or no? That's what it is. Being selfish is animal. I am not that animal. The cultural part of me is not selfishness. Is with all of us. Comes with this language, with the language I develop a culture, which is a part of we in me. That is the trick. So, about this war, we could talk a lot. Let's talk about the peace, warlessness, colorlessness. There is a phenomena which is not outside, is in our mind, is in our culture. That's what colorlessness is. What is colorless? What is colorless? Everything has color. But we know colorlessness. And we know that colorlessness is the base of all colors. Because the idea is the base of all different existence. This is what it is. Therefore, this existence looks like war. But the thirst of peace is there, the possibility of peace is there. Where? Not literally, not physically, in the meaning of the book you're reading. Please read this book, only paying attention to the meaning of it. Why? Because that's what I want to transfer to you. That's that essence of this we. I'm bringing that essence down, so you should just swallow it. And after this, it will be a little bit complicated. Therefore, please do not rush. Be patient, because you are now seriously working on yourself. This is what you're supposed to do. What is it? What could you do? Studying? Educating? No. That's where the thirst comes in. Use the thirst. With these stirs, you don't know it, do you? No. You haven't seen it, have you? No. All we tried, I hope you smelled it. The smell is that attraction which could pull you somehow. Pay attention to that and be clever about this. Because the stuff, they smell.